Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric Hallgren along with Ken Evans, and this time around, Bellator 180, Madison Square Garden this weekend, talking to Ryan Bader, who joins us right now. Ryan, how are you?
I'm great.
Dude, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and you know, it's always interesting because when people make a change in their life, all of a sudden, like, these things go gangbusters for you. And first time in Bellator, actually my favorite place is right before the pay-per-view to get people fired up. Can you talk to me, one, how has the change gone? How much better is everything? How are you enjoying the change to Bellator? How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's going great. You know, it's refreshing. It's I feel good. I'm glad I made the switch. I went to my first Bellator event, 2.5-3 months ago. Was treated very, very well, and it was nice. It was a good change of pace, and I'm super excited, and I'm excited for this card. You know, when I signed with Bellator the day after, they came out and said they were fighting in Madison Square Garden in New York, so just reaffirmed I was doing the right things, and here I am fighting for a world title, so could have gone better.
Yeah, and it's a rematch with Phil Davis, and I think, as a fan of yours and somebody who's been watching the sport for a long time, what I'm really interested in this rematch is a couple things. One is your last two fights in the UFC, you looked like a different human being. So I will ask you about like what that change was like, but you look like an absolute animal. So I'm interested in that. And then I'm also interested in, and so this will be the second question, is that first fight was at 4 o'clock in the effing morning, and this one is at a more normal time. Yeah. So what does beast mode Ryan Bader at regular time look like against Phil Davis?
Yeah, it really stemmed from my last loss. I was just flat, and, I've had almost 30 fights and made a mistake in there and whatnot. And after that fight, I was kind of looked within and said, what do I need to change here? And it was not making a big deal about every fight, going in there and having fun, believing that I'm the best in the world, and I did that after that, and I came out and had finishes over two top 10 guys, and I kept it light in the back. I kept it light in getting my hands wrapped, walking out, and just made it fun again, got to the point where, it was kind of the same thing over and over and over again at 20 UFC fights, and so this is really refreshing too. So I'm bringing that mentality in, but I'm also bringing in, that, I got a new coaching staff, and I feel like I've grown more in the last 6 months here than I've grown, previous to that in the last 5 years. So the last fight was at 4 a.m. in the morning. I walked out of that fight, and I know Phil said the same thing, but I walked out of that fight disappointed. Even though I got the win, I was like, man, that was And so for me, the normal time here is, we'll be fighting probably around 9:15, 9:30. If not earlier here, usually at East Coast, I'm fighting at 1 a.m. and whatnot. I've been fighting all over the world, so it's all crazy time. So for me, this is going to be a perfect time. It's like 6 p.m. back in AZ, so that's when I used to train and all that, so I'm feeling good. I'm excited about it.
We are super excited about it. Bellator 180 this weekend, and of course, on pay-per-view, and then all across the United States, it is available in some movie theaters, which I think is one of my favorite ways to see it if you can't see it live, so that's also happening. But let's talk about Madison Square Garden. How important is that to you personally as a fighter, or fighters as a whole, to have a chance to fight at MSG?
Yeah, it's definitely like a bucket list arena, and to be able to tell your kids that your dad fought in that arena and whatnot, and just be part of that history there. So I'm very fortunate. I've fought everywhere. I fought all over the world in all kinds of cool arenas, but this is definitely one that I've wanted to fight in for sure. That being said, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I am when the fight starts. You're not thinking about any of that kind of stuff. What'll be very cool is, winning that title with friends and family in that venue, to be able to say that, and then, you know, walking in the back and doing all your media afterwards with a bell around your waist in that arena and soaking it up at that point. So that's going to be the cool part.
So talking about the fight, originally you were going to fight King Mo. You're now fighting Phil Davis for the title, which is awesome. The main difference, of course, is Phil's kicks. Did that change a lot of the camp or just some minor adjustments on your end?
Just minor. You know, they're kind of similar. In that first fight, you know, it was a very, very close fight. And you're right. Phil, he throws more kicks. He doesn't like to be in that boxing range like King Mo does, you know, and Mo was kind of walking him down and making him pay for those kicks, you know. Then Phil Davis kind of caught him in the third round, you know. So he moves a lot. He doesn't like to be in boxing range. You know, he has trouble with wrestlers. If you look at his fights, you know, with Rashad, with me, with Anthony Johnson, with King Mo, you know, he's lost those or it was super close, you know, his last fight with King Mo. So kind of the same, you know, we changed a few things and we're feeling great and we feel like we're going to show everybody that I'm a new fighter in there and here to stay and keep the belt for a long time.
I can't even wait to see this. Bellator 180, it is this weekend on pay-per-view. Ryan Bader is joining us. Ryan, obviously there's a lot of other fights on this card. The fan and you, I know you've been talking about this week. What are you most excited to see after your fight's done?
Yeah, that's another thing that's really cool about it. You know, I get to sit back and grab a beer and watch a pay-per-view of it, you know? You know, I'm buddies with Michael Chandler. I always like watching Chandler fight. You know, he's a beast. And then there's the Larkin Lima card is going to be crazy. And then, you know, who's not ready for, you know, the fights with Fedor Mitrione and Vanderlei and Sonnen, you know. They may not be at the very top of their game, you know, Sonnen and Vanderlei, but people want to see that fight, you know.
Yes, they do.
I pretty much just named everybody on my card. So
I know you're friends with Mitrione, but you know, how do you think that fight's going to go? Because I think that's the one that people are really interested in from a technical aspect.
Yeah, no, I've got Mitrione kind of running away with that one. You know, he's too lanky, he's too fast. He's going to keep Fedor on the outside, and then when Fedor kind of rushes in, he's going to make him pay for it. So, you know, I think this is kind of Mitrione's coming out party to. You know, the fans that, you know, are diehard Fedor fans and, you know, believe he's the best ever and whatnot. So I'm excited for him.
Absolutely. It is.
And I'm a big Fedor fan myself, you know.
Well,
but,
you know, how can you not be? But obviously he's not at his prime right now, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. It's just like the other guys on the card, you know, Vanderlei and Sonnen, I'm a fan of both of theirs. But it's not like that they're, you know, Sonnen when he's fighting for the title and Vanderlei when he was, you know, younger there, you know, but I'm still going to be excited to watch him fight and I hope to fight him someday.
Absolutely. We would love to see that as well. Ryan Bader joining us. He is taking on Phil Davis for the championship in Bellator 180 this weekend. One more question before I let you go. Are you excited about the McGregor-Mayweather thing or anti the McGregor-Mayweather thing?
You know, I'm for it. You know, I think it's great. You know, getting and good for him. You know, he went out there and got his huge payday. You know, and it's interesting. I don't know how it's going to play out. You know, I have obviously Mayweather winning in a boxing fight, but you know, how does it go? Does Mayweather stay back? You know, and kind of carry him a little bit, and it goes to a decision, or you know, can McGregor win a few rounds? You know, it's going to be interesting to watch for the spectacle of it. But yeah, who knows? And then if for some reason McGregor can kind of catch him, or whatever, it just that'd be nuts.
It's just mayhem at that point, right? Like just total mayhem.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Bader is joining us. He's got about 812 of these to go, so I will let him go. It is Bellator 180 this weekend on pay per view, and you can catch it in the movie theaters. Ryan, always a pleasure to talk to you. So excited to see your hand raised this Saturday. Go have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
See ya.